The Night of the River, a historical approach. In the 16th and 17th centuries, incursions and raids by Turkish and Berber corsairs exerted a constant threat along the Valencian coastline. The raiders sacked towns in search of riches, crops, and hostages, who were generally released after the payment of a ransom, or, if unlucky, were sold into slavery. The official chronicler of Ontinyent, Alfred Bernabeu Sanchez, wrote that during the 16th and 17th centuries, the chief foreign peril came in the form of the Ottoman fleet and its North African allies. Ontinyent formed part of the defense mechanism created to defend the area from the constant pirate attacks, most of which happened during the summer months. An alarm quickly raised the local militia, who would turn out to defend the part of the coast that had been attacked. The role Ontinyent played is described in the local history written by the chronicler Gaspar G. Donat, who recounts every military operation mounted between 1578 and 1618. The expeditions were normally made up of between 40 to 400 militia soldiers, and the territory they had to defend was generally between Oliva and Villajoyosa. These mobilizations put enormous strain on the municipal coffers, and during this period, the town spent the then considerable sum of £6,470. The account shows that 3,647 residents of Ontinyent took part in the different mobilizations in defense of the towns in La Marina. Their stories were doubtless passed down from father to son and form part of our living oral tradition. This is plain to see in the spectacular fiestas that were celebrated in the city to commemorate great historical events and in which Moors and Christian troops took part. Thus, in 1833, after permission was granted by Princess Isabel, a parade was held through the town, which included a magnificent ship crewed by a troop dressed as sailors who fired salvos into the air. By 1860, the fiesta had evolved into the Moors and Christians festival we have today. Back then, the troops or comparsas were made up of the marineros or marines, Tomasinas, Cruzados or Crusaders, and Estudiantes or students on the Christian side, and the Moros de la Rif or the Moors from the Rif, Moros de la Rey or the King's Moors, and the Caballería Mora or the Moorish Cavalry on the Moorish side. It was obvious that with the reappearance of the Marineros Comparsa, or Marines Troop, the experiences that had been lived along the coast were still very present in the minds of local people, and so it comes as no surprise that the program for the 1861 fiesta included the participation of a ship on the Christian side. A quote from that time reads, Meanwhile, the comparsa de marineros, which shall be supplied with defence ammunition, shall be situated in the mill known as the Montaña. And from here it shall take its ship to the square held by the comparsa de estudiantes, who shall occupy the San Carlos church tower, and who shall be expelled by force from the fortress. This is the flowery prose that was to give rise to the Moors and Christians fiesta in Ontinyent, with the opening gala, Nit del Río, or Night of the River. Although it would not be until 1866, with the formation of the Moros Marinos, or Moorish Marines, that a faithful reenactment of the 16th and 17th century battles along the Valencian coast would take place. This gala saw a revival of the naval battles between both navies reenacted and transported to the Clariano River. It seems that after the Spanish Civil War, people lost interest in the gala because of its warlike nature and the economic difficulties that post-war Spain experienced. It was subsequently simplified until it reached the point of being a purely symbolic act, culminating in its final disappearance during the 1960s.